Good morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How you doing this morning? I am Skip LaCour. Here you are. Here I am. One more day of MTC, Mental Toughness Conditioning. You're following through with the promises that you've made for yourself ever since you first heard about this Morning Connection podcast, and you adopted the belief that listening to this powerful inspiration and this powerful inspiration, all these questions and stories and all these topics that I talk about every single podcast that you don't talk about normally in your regular world. Sure, they percolate in your own head from time to time, but this is your way to stay accountable, to keep on thinking about this stuff that's so important. This is your life, gosh darn it. Ever since you decided this is something that you know you can, it can help you, whether you feel like it or not, whether it makes you feel uncomfortable, and that's what I want to talk about during this Morning Connection podcast, number 193, on our way to 200 podcasts, Morning Connection podcasts. You have followed through. Here you are one more day, building that trust and faith in yourself that when you decide to do something, when you buy in, whether you feel like it or not, you follow through. Every single day, when you follow through, you build that trust in yourself that you're willing to do whatever it takes. It's those small things that we do every single day that provide those references of who we are and what we're all about. We're not what we think about, what we write down on a piece of paper, what we say we're going to do. Our character, the person who we are, is what we actually do every single day. Are you a hard worker if you don't work very hard? Whatever that means to you. Are you a good friend if you don't do specific things that make you a good friend or a good husband or a good employee or a good businessman or a good bodybuilder or a good fitness person or whatever? You have to at least establish standards, whether they're high enough or everybody would agree with them or not. That's not important. But you have to have standards, and whatever they are for you, okay, that's up to you. You have to follow through, right? You know, there's this certain mentality that some people have is that the person who they aspire to be, who they want to be, how they've convinced themselves to be, they know they can be, and maybe their mom always told them, and this is great in one way, if you have a really supportive parents, maybe you have a really supportive spouse or girlfriend that tell you how awesome you are, right? It's nice to feel as though you've been bestowed on this greatness, but really what it comes down to is what you do and you don't do every single day. That's what defines you, right? So we got to keep that in mind. We can't claim a title, attributes about ourselves, qualities. We can't put them into our psyche. We can't own them unless we actually follow through with specific things. And again, everybody has different definitions. We have to live up to our own definitions. A lot of people trying to look at themselves in the mirror as a good person, a good provider, you know, timely, healthy, whatever it is, and then they don't really understand on a real deep level why they don't have self-confidence. They don't have that self-worth that they want. It's simply they're not doing the things that they've decided that they should do, right? And sometimes we make these unbelievable standards on ourselves, and we don't follow through with those, and then, look, now we have references of all the things that we don't do. Small ways, big ways, everything possible that you can do to create that reference that you're the type of person who gets the job done. Could be as simple as, look, I'm going to provide for my family. I'm going to take my ability to produce for my family. I'm going to go on this journey to improve that, whether that takes me 5 years or 5 months or 5 minutes, whatever. It can be as simple as I am going to get up 15 minutes earlier and plan out my day. I am going to stay up 15 minutes later during the day, and I'm going to review my day. And 30 minutes, not only will that simple act give you, you know, that clarity to be productive during your day, but also it's just a simple signal that you're the type of person who will do what it takes. It's just one more reference, and your day should be filled up with references like that, because again, we all want to be good people. We want to be looked upon as a person of worth, right? We want to feel that way about ourselves. It really comes down to what it is we do. And this is just one more way, after you've made this promise to yourself, that you're the type of person who does whatever it takes to become the best that you can be. So congratulations for creating one more reference, right? It's also building trust in addition to trust in yourself. It's trust in when, you know, this guy, this Skip LaCour guy, who says he's so passionate, he says his vision is to help me out. You know, he's getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to deliver this podcast 6 days a week, like he said a long time ago, doing it. I don't know how he even comes up with this stuff, let alone how is he so motivated to do this every single day. I'm sure glad that he is. He said he will not let me down. He said this podcast is going to be ready at a certain time. He told me that if I make it a pattern, a daily discipline, a ritual, right, he can help me, and he comes through. And I'm not the only person in the world that comes through who does what they say. I don't care how many times that you have been burned in the past. I don't care all the stories and all the references you may look at that people aren't trustworthy. They don't do what they say. And maybe that started a long time ago. Maybe you had parents who let you down, right? And now you're looking for, oh, there's one more shot. There's one more reference that people let me down. There are people who come through. And out of these 7 billion people on the planet, your job is to create an environment of people like that. And you need to become a person like that, number one, that you can't let yourself down. You can't let other people down. And when you become that person, it will be a lot easier to identify and attract people like yourself. And it's not because of magic. It's that people who think the same way like to hang out with each other. When you become one of those people, it'll be easier for you to find people just like you. Now, everybody's going to let you down from time to time. And, you know, you don't want to be some drama queen. Oh, God, there's another reference where somebody let me down. No, you will let people down from time to time. People let you down from time to time. But generally, you don't use that as a reference. You look for the people who are that way, who can help you. There are people like that in this world. There are more people like me in this planet with 7 billion people. All you need are, I don't know, 4, 5, or 6, and you got yourself a great environment of people to spend your time with, to inspire you to become better, to make sure you stay accountable. And you become that person who is trustworthy and dependable, right? When you hang around people, what's it matter? Everybody lets me down. And you hang around people like that, you know, who's there to keep you accountable? And not just accountable, I don't know, 75% of the time. Well, I'm accountable more than anybody, everybody else around me. So 75% is good of the time is good enough. Well, you hang around people who come through, who do what they say, you're going to realize that 75% isn't even good enough at all. And you got to get that thing up to 95%. That's that power of the environment you hang around. But there are people who do what they say. And every time you listen to this podcast, and I have this podcast ready, I'm here delivering the information and inspiration. Like I said, it was way back in podcast number 101 this time. It's just one more references, but you have to see it that way. You can't look at all the times where all the people who let you down and don't do what they say, right? You need to look for references like this, right? This is just one more way, building trust in yourself, building trust in other people. Interesting how that works. Interesting how that works. I'm just pointing these things out that are happening around you, these lessons that you could be learning, references of things being positive and being working out that are happening around you that you may not be conditioned to see in the smallest ways. All right. So congratulations for allowing me. Well, thank you for allowing me to come into your life, to poke and prod, say these things to you. I'm not talking to you personally, but I get to talk about personal things and all in an effort to help you stimulate new thought, create new actions, become that best you can be. One more time that, we have this time together on our way to Morning Connection podcast number 200. You know, I have had quite a few people who have started coaching with me. And the thing with my coaching is that, you know, there's a lot of different levels. You know, I kind of leave it generic on my site because there's one particular plan. The weekly coaching is the plan that's the most effective and efficient. But I have different plans. So, you know, I talk to a lot of people. You should email me at skip@skiplacour.com. You know, what's even better? Get on my Facebook page, facebook.com/skiplacour page. All right? There's like, I don't know, 320,000 people on that quote-unquote fan page. So, you know, at this particular time, as I do this podcast, it's just a great social media platform for me to react to things, create ideas, and try them out. It's a great testing ground for me, that social media platform, at least at this particular time. One thing about these podcasts, I love for them to be timeless, meaning that you can listen to this podcast 5 years from now, and the information is powerful, right? I've been a talk radio fan my entire life. No surprise why I'm doing these podcasts right now. And I would always get dependent on the relationship, this connection that I would feel with a radio talk show host. And maybe you know what that's like with, if you listen to talk radio, you certainly may know what that's like with this connection that we've created, right? And, you know, these people are just human, and a couple times, a couple weeks during the year, they would go on vacation. And so I, you know, be in my pattern of listening to this connection that I've created with listening to the personalities on the talk radio show. And then, so I listened to them at the same time every morning or whatever. And I was always so disappointed when they were on a vacation break. Not like I don't expect it, you know, 52 weeks in a year, they're going to take some vacation time, right? But, and so I'd be listening to the radio show, and then there would be a reference of a couple weeks ago, right? It's no longer talking about something current. And I'd always be so disappointed. Even if I didn't hear, I missed that day of the radio show because it wasn't current. You know what I'm talking about? And so I always, when I do these podcasts, I like to leave out any references of current events because I realize I've been here pumping this out in addition to running Mass Machine Nutrition and doing my coaching and doing all the things that I do. That I know that as far as the marketing of this podcast and its valuable information, I don't spend a whole lot of time because this is just part of my business plan, my marketing plan. And more and more and more people who are in my circles, I mentioned a gentleman a few days ago on this podcast, is here I am. There's 193 now of these podcasts dealing with this specific information, and they're just finding out about it, right? And so I want, you know, podcast number one to be able to help you just as much as the one I'm talking about at this very moment. And I don't want you to be distracted when I make a reference of like something in the current events. You'll say, hey, this is old. And all of a sudden, if you were like me, all of a sudden the information, it's lost some of its power because even though I didn't hear it, right, it seems outdated because I'm talking about something that you're listening to something that happened, I don't know, a month ago. Now, the Saturday podcast that I do with my wife, the More Than Just Muscle podcast, now that's all about current events. But these ones, I want these to be lessons, ways to stimulate life. I want them to stand alone. And I want you to be able to listen to them over and over again. And it doesn't matter where you pick up them. And if you listen to the podcast, if you're new to listening to this, maybe you joined in Morning Connection podcast number 150 or so, you can do that. Every one is a lesson to get you stimulated on a particular aspect of life. Very few times you'll get those references. So, you know, hell, you can be listening to this a year from the day today that I'm doing this podcast, and you'll say, Facebook? What's Facebook? Oh, my God. And you'll miss the whole message, right? But right now on Facebook, what you'll see is I have this video that I made, a very short video, and I'll pop it up when I have stretches of time where I know I'm at my desk working. Now it's 30 minute stretches of time, 45 minutes, usually no more than an hour. But look for that on my Facebook page, facebook.com/skiplacour page, and the video will pop up an 800 number. And in that time period, you can call up, and this whole coaching thing, all the different plans, how it can help you, how it may not be able to help you. I may feel that this isn't the time that you must change now. So will it be a mutually beneficial relationship? We can find that all out by calling that 800 number when I do it from time to time. All right, so if you see that and maybe now isn't the time, or you're thinking, oh, I feel a little uncomfortable doing that, or if you want to take charge of your life, right? You've been loving this podcast. You want to know what it can do for you specifically instead of generically, the broadcasting part of it. Give me a call when you see that posted up. If you want to bypass that, just making that decision right now, send me an email at skiplacour.com. If you want to talk to me for a little bit to see if this type of coaching is going to help you, right? So it's allowed me to talk to a lot of people about this whole thing I love, personal development, becoming the best you can be, inspiring you to become the best that you can be, and understanding your own personal power so you can start getting those things in life that you really want. And so I've been talking to a lot more people, just, you know, short conversations, you know, they curious about this coaching. And so I get to talk to them about their life. And in one way, I feel very privileged that I've developed this skill set that can help so many people cut through a lot of the BS that's going in their mind, all the limiting beliefs, all the stories that they tell themselves, why they're trapped at a particular level in their life. Now, that doesn't mean their whole life sucks. Most of the people I work with, their life does not suck. Actually, it's going pretty well. It's just not at the level that they want. They know there's so much more inside of them. There's so many more feelings and emotions that they want to experience. There's so many more goals they want to achieve, and they're trapped, right? And so I get to talk to them, take them through this process to really start thinking big and dreaming, right? Really dreaming. And I feel really privileged to be able to get people to dream again, to think big, to, you know, really examine those limiting beliefs. Are they indeed true? Although they may make sense to you because you've been telling yourself the same story about why this may not be possible, or it's only possible at this level. You've just been saying it to yourself for such a long period of time. And at the same time, I feel really, my heart goes out to those people because it's like, wow, man, how did that sneak up on you that you expect so little out of your life? This is your life, gosh darn it, as I like to say. You know, and in the life of lack of love and connection and the physical body, or so limited with your options because of finances, or you don't even feel confident. You don't feel like that a man. And you have it all rationalized where you're in this space. It kind of makes me sad, and I'm glad I can make those breakthroughs, you know. But sometimes for more people, some people more than others, I mean, I got to come out them, use all my skills to whack them, sock them, you know, encourage them. Nice, not so nice, sly, challenging, in so many ways. Because all those cobwebs, it's so cemented, that limited way of thinking. Now, it's not so limited, or they wouldn't be talking to me. And at some level, they believe there's more out there for them to enjoy. So it's not completely, the door isn't completely shut. And but it made me think, you know, wow, how am I doing that? You know, how am I limiting myself? Now, I have an advantage over a lot of people because I get to learn so many lessons by talking to you on this podcast every day. I have to think about these things, and I think about them 24 hours a day. I mean, not only do I love talking about them and thinking about them, right? It just makes me always think about how it applies to me. So, you know, this being part of my profession, part of my identity, part of my mission, you know, I am always thinking about this. And then the second thing is I talk to so many people from all over the world, you know, everywhere from a 62-year-old gentleman from Chicago just yesterday to, you know, a 34-year-old in Munich, Germany. That was just yesterday, meeting them, talking to them for the first time. And it's such a privilege to talk to them and their experiences. But it just makes me think, because I talk to so many different people with so many unique situations, it's always whacking my brain to think about where am I limiting myself? Where do I have so much more possibility? But I have this whole story in my mind that this is good enough for now, or this can only happen now. I can only enjoy life or experience these things at a certain level. Because, hey, you know, even though I'm totally immersed in this process and I do whatever I can to walk all this big talk, I know that I have deficiencies too. I know that I have limiting beliefs as well. Think about that for you, the things in life that make you feel uncomfortable when you think about stepping up and accomplishing more, getting out of your comfort zone, demanding more of yourself, because you know inside of you that you do have the ability and you do have the desire. You want more out of life. You just don't know right now how to get it. You haven't maybe figured out for a long period of time, and now you've told yourself this story, those dreams and hopes. They're all buried. All that ambition, all that talent is now buried because of the stories that you've been telling yourself. Wouldn't it be nice to have someone who's skilled whack you, slap you, challenge you, get mad at you, you know, encourage you, pat you on the back, make you see all the different approaches to get you to really remind you of who you are, what you're all about, and what you really want in this world. But it really made me think about what's preventing me from living in a world that is so much below emotionally, financially, physically, so much lower than what I'm really capable of. It makes me think, the point is I'm thinking to myself, what stories am I telling myself? And what can I do about it? Even if life is going well in certain areas, am I still settling, right? And it made me think, my couple conversations really made me think, how do I prevent myself from slipping in to just accepting life that is so far under what I can truly enjoy, I can truly experience? And it's that power of the environment. You know, you have to be around people who have the kind of life that you want and more. And they're living it every single day. It's like effortless for them because they've spent so much time thinking about it and mastering it. Whether they make it look effortless or not, right? And maybe not some people who are struggling trying to figure out things just like you. For example, I don't know, you want to start your own business, let's say. That's a plan of yours. Let's just say it's a fitness business. And then you hang around people with those same dreams, but you guys have regular jobs together, right? Because you got to pay the bills. Again, the story that you have going on in your mind, you know, and there's so much time and there's only so much energy to work on your fitness business. Now, hanging around an environment, people who have these hopes and dreams, that's great in one way, but you haven't figured out. You, both of you, all three of you, or whatever your environment is, you haven't figured out. And it's just a lot of talk right now. How would that be different if you've just were in the company of someone who doesn't think the way that you do and they actually have achieved it? But here's the most important question, and using that example and apply it to whatever you want most, whether it's the relationship, you struggle in relationships. And I know what this is like. Right, being single and then hanging around single guys and single women, all the people who haven't figured it out, right? And, you know, maybe someday we want to be married someday and have kids or whatever we say. Those aren't the people to hang around, right? Because it was the blind leading the blind. No matter what type of good people we thought we were or whatever our best intentions were, you know, it's something that if I look back, I didn't really think about, but those weren't the people to hang around. It's the people who make it look easy, who have what I have, right? That could be financially, that could be job-wise, that could be career-wise. You don't want to hang around people who are, I don't know, just as good as people, just as ambitious, have the same dreams, but haven't figured it out. Because obviously, if you haven't figured it out, it may not just be more time. It could be those limiting beliefs that are trapping all of you there. But here's the challenge with that, and maybe you can relate to this. It feels so damn uncomfortable to be around those people who have what we have, feelings, emotions, relationships. Am I right? Am I the only one? Sure. Now, I'm not saying that sometimes it's not inspiring to be around those other people. No doubt about it, there is. But I'll tell you what, somebody inspires me. Tell me if you're the same way. You know, somebody inspires me for a certain period of time and I still can't figure it out. There's going to come a time where your brain starts rationalizing, if you're not conscious of this, that you're going to be going, well, they have these situations that are different than mine. They're luckier than I am. They have connections. It's who they know. And that's when you're positive. That's the positive thing. When you're negative, you'll say, well, they don't have, you know, the things that I'm burdened with. They're just lucky, right? That's not a real situation. Here's a negative thing. Here's the next layer of it is you start going, well, what about their morals, their code of conduct, or their values? Oh, they're not the same as mine. Sure, they're great in that one area. And again, 5 minutes ago, 5 months ago, you were inspired by them like crazy. They motivated you. They made you feel good when you saw this person who has accomplished and achieved and experienced the things that you want. Now, 5 minutes later, 5 months later, whatever, now they're starting to make you feel so uncomfortable. You're trying to find the weak spots in their armor, so to speak, their shortcomings. Now, where you didn't see them before, because you're now uncomfortable, why you can't figure it out. Now you're looking, well, if I were to sell myself out like them, or there's so many blind spots that they have that, you know, my spirituality is important to me, or my family is more important to me. Look at them. Right, and that's that. All of that effort, because you feel uncomfortable, you want to experience those things, and now you're looking for reasons to ease that discomfort. Am I right? But it's those people who we need to be around more. We have to resist looking for, you know, weak spots in their armor, so to speak. They're, you know, spin their situation in a less positive way to make ourselves feel better because we feel that discomfort. We have to fight that. I do this all the time. You know, I look at Facebook and I look for ways to be inspired, but I'll just tell you this. When I see people living these amazing lives, it sometimes doesn't make me feel totally comfortable that I'm doing everything right. And that's good, but I have to resist that and fight that, right? Because I know by me being uncomfortable, then it's telling me some story about myself. If I'm around the presence of greatness or people who have accomplished things or experienced things or feel things that I don't, and it makes me feel uncomfortable, who cares about them? I know that my mind is telling me something that I want to think bigger, dream bigger, that I really want more, and I believe that at some level that I can do it, and I want that. That's what I believe. Can you buy into that belief? Right? Because there's plenty of things that people do all the time that, hey, good for them. It has no effect on me whatsoever. Whatsoever. Hey, great. It doesn't make me feel insecure or uncomfortable in a bad way. It's because my brain knows that good for them, I don't really care about that. I got other things to work on. I got other things that I want. You know, using this whole fitness world, if you know me from the whole bodybuilding and fitness world, you know, I look at people who are succeeding in their competitive bodybuilding, or they're deadlifting 5 million pounds or squatting 5 million pounds or whatever, posting those pictures in the gym, looking amazing, looking tan, putting all that effort into it. You know, I respect that. I appreciate that. Hey, good for them. I'll do everything that I can to help them out. But, you know, that isn't something, oh, well, you know, I got to get back on the competitive stage. No, I've got bigger things that I want in my life right now. I could, you know, I do think it's a great thing if I could lift 1 million pounds like they could. I think it looks great that they have that tan. It doesn't make me feel uncomfortable. It doesn't make me think I got to go start tanning, because I that doesn't trigger that uncomfortable reaction, right? Because my body, my mind, where I'm going, I'm comfortable with it. I don't need to rationalize or soften it up or tell myself a story, right? So the trigger to me is when somebody has what I say that I want, I just can't figure it out, and it inspires me at one time, and then I start feeling real comfortable. That it's nothing to do with them. It has something to do with me. I want that too. I just can't figure it out at this particular time. Now, when you do feel that uncomfortableness, what do you do? Again, I talked about we can, you know, find a way to diminish their accomplishments to make ourselves feel good, or we can deal with that discomfort knowing it has nothing to do with them. It's us who wants more. We just haven't figured out yet. See, that's what's going to, looking at that particular situation that way, that's what's going to prevent you from, it's going to be 5 years or 10 years later, 20 years later, and you've lived this life that is so far under what you know you could have, and you've missed your window of opportunity because you told yourself too many stories. You felt that discomfort. You put yourself in an environment, you're exposed to people who have these awesome things that you want, and you felt that discomfort, and you ran away with it or did whatever you could, whatever spinning of their story, spinning of their situation to put you back into your safety zone and curb that discomfort. But as you know, it never goes away, does it? All you do is waste time, right? So what is your environment like? The people, because you can't hang around people who are struggling like you. You can't focus on the people who have things not as well. They're not as well off financially, emotionally, relationship, whatever, physically than you. You can't focus on them. It's just going to keep you in that comfort zone. And you know inside that you want more. What environment are you creating for yourself, and what are you doing? And, you know, that's one of the ways to keep me sharp so I don't fall into those stories. You know, I talk to, you know, people with this coaching, like I said, and it's in one part of their sentence, they go, well, you know, I could get this, 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 and this, and I want this. I've always wanted to do this. And then it just, boom, almost immediately as it comes out of their mouth, they have the but story. Well, and it's usually, I can't expect that at this particular time, can't have everything, I'm doing better than most. It's pretty much the same exact story for most people, right? You know, I push them, push them, push them to really think about what they really want, even if it makes them feel comfortable. Get them to think big, dream big. And then right after that comes out of the mouth, and they feel that. They feel that in their body, in their chest, because they were able to dream for the first time without the stories. I cut through the stories. I help them cut through it and feel it. And then they're in that uncomfortable place that they probably felt many times from some of them. They covered up a long time ago. And then it's, but you can only expect so much. Or my window of opportunity has passed. Or that's not important to me anymore. Or I don't want to do whatever it takes to get there, and you have to do all whatever these negative things, or I have to give this up. And then, so that's where it brings them back to comfort, where they've been for a long time, that short-term comfort. And then it's, well, you know, compared to most, how great my life is. How about you? I know that I fall into that trap to this day, no matter how much I push yourself. The point, you know, this podcast, you have to keep your environment stimulated, so you don't fall into that trap of mediocrity. So who inspires you to think big? What inspires you to think big? Are you doing it alone? Because that same mindset that gets you to rationalize that I talked about, when you watch TV, when you watch other people, it could always be instead of looking at a way to feel uncomfortable, to inspire you, or, you know, there's this conditioning that you have that's going to always bring it down if you're in a place where you just can't ever break through in that particular area. Sometimes you need that outside stimulation. You have to be open to it on a continual basis, even when it feels uncomfortable. So those are some things that I have to remember, and I learn that every day. What am I settling for? Can I have more? And I don't mean grinding, making your life miserable, always wanting more. Not saying that. Sometimes it's just reminding yourself who you are, what you're all about, so you work a little bit at it every single day and feel good about it. Then you just build momentum. And if you're so far away from building momentum, that just seems like such an unbelievable task, right? Insurmountable. I understand that. But that's just how it works, and I'm sure you have references in your life where you were mediocre or not that good, and you systematically, little by little, turned it around. It's no different in that area of life that you're most challenged with. But getting around people who struggle like you or have the same values as you or doing worse than you, who, again, good people, hardworking people, even have a lot of things to be thankful for, that's not going to bring you to that other side. It's not going to give you that kick in the side of the head or that pat on the back or that encouragement, however you're stimulated best, to start being able to dream big, think big again. Other thing that I do is I get around people. I've talked about this many times. This is something I become very good at. I do whatever I can to create a win-win situation, right? I don't just want to take from someone who's been amazing in one area of your life that I say that I want. You know, I take all my gifts and I go out of my way to create a win-win situation. I want to add value to their life with the gifts that I bring so I can, you know, share with the gifts that they bring. Now, a lot of the things that I have to offer, I've spent so much time and energy mastering them, it's effortless to me. You know, the life that they live, that marriage, you know, their physical body, their finances, their business skills, it's probably that for them too. It's almost effortless because they focus so much of their life and attention to. So what I have to offer them sometimes is effortless to me because of the skill set I developed, and them giving to me is effortless to them. And I'm proud to share what it took me so long to develop with other people and create that clarity. They, too, are the same way. They feel great that where they focus in life, that one, you respected, you appreciated, and they can help you. You can create relationships like that, too. You have to go out and get them, though. You know, and you have to provide a value. There has to be a reason besides them just liking to help other people that they can benefit to really create that mentor role, be one to step into that mentor role for you. I have coaches. I tell you, I have coaches. There are areas of business, and there's so many different niches within and areas of focus within business, right, that I have coaches for because, you know, while I've been, you know, developing this skill set of helping you take your life to the next level, all these distinctions, you know, someone did a nice comment on my Facebook page, you're a very wise man. Well, this isn't just life that taught me these experiences. I went out and aggressively sought out this information passionately, and I loved it, right? But I developed a skill set in this particular area that allows me to have this confidence to bring these distinctions that maybe are the first time you've heard about it or heard about it in this way. This just didn't get zapped into my brain. I worked and I developed. It took a lot of time and energy and effort to do that. Same thing with fitness and the whole psychology around, you know, eating and training, right? Those are two major areas. Maybe you want some more of that, right? But I put a lot of time and effort into that. So when I was doing that, I wasn't focused on the fine points, next level points of business or the areas, again, within business that is the next level. I tell you what my vision is, to provide for my family at the highest level, the options and my family's family, right? Well, you know what? When I was that bodybuilder building muscle, losing that body fat, while I was going to these seminars about personal development, I wasn't focusing on these things. So there's I wasn't trying to master them. You know, I can say that to myself. I may have put in a yeoman's effort, right? But, you know, getting the distinctions takes more dedication. And I go to people, I get coaches who can help me. That's another area. That's that environment that I'm talking about in this podcast of the people and the information and inspiration that gets me to continually think big and not just do it all by myself with all these stories going on and ones I realize and I don't realize, all right? And then after you get this motivation and inspiration from other people, their circumstances, that when you feel uncomfortable, you fight that. That means you want something. You get around the masters who can systematically, step by step, help you get from point A to point B and shave off tons of time and frustration and confusion and overwhelm. And then how do you stay accountable to that once you wrote down those goals, right? And sometimes, you know, being in the presence of greatness, people who make you feel uncomfortable and you don't resist it, you're around that. That makes you accountable. You're always reminded of what you said that you wanted. A coach does that specifically. You know, I talk to my coaches on a consistent basis, on a weekly basis. I can't forget about what I said that I wanted for more than a week without having to explain to them, tell me some story why I wasn't focusing on it, even though it's something I've decided was important. How many weeks am I going to get on the phone and give them some bullshit story, right? Not very many times. I got to hear myself give the bullshit story, how I can't do it, my don't have enough time, I don't have enough talent, or whatever bullshit story that I tell myself. I have to hear myself actually tell somebody that, and just having to say it out loud to somebody, I'm going to be embarrassed. That's not who I am. And my coach will keep me accountable if I ever were to do that. Just by talking to a coach, I keep myself accountable. Right? They'll set me straight and say, hey, let's look at that at a different way. And sometimes it cuts right through immediately. Sometimes it may take a couple weeks, but I can't forget about it. It keeps me accountable. See, here's the challenge when you feel confident. But Skip, yeah, I'm determined. I'm passionate, all right? Great. But if you struggle in an area, can't seem to make the distinctions, maybe sometimes you're just not accountable to what you say. I can't forget about what I promised myself more than a week without having to say it out loud and, all right, let's hear this bullshit story that you're going to tell someone who's helped you be accountable, right? How many weeks do you let go by? How many months? How many years have you let go by and you're telling yourself this bullshit story about why you can't achieve the better things in life that you really, really want? And you don't have enough time, you don't have the breaks, whatever. And now so much time has gone by, you believe this bullshit. What is going to stimulate you to think bigger? And who's going to help you stay accountable? Right? We have to use all the resources available, not just having a good heart, not even having a good plan. It's more than that too. This is your life, gosh darn it. You got to set it up and create an environment to help you think big continually and to be accountable to follow through to the promises that you make yourself and constantly remind you that you do want more and you can have more. Just some things to think about. That environment is so important. And hey, I'm right here in this battle with you. I'm right here in this game with you. This Rubik's Cube, this puzzle, figuring out these things the best I can myself, because there's always that higher level, more enjoyment, more fulfillment. We have this one life to live. We want to take advantage of this window of opportunity to enjoy the best options, feelings, emotions, goals, achievements, material possessions, whatever the hell it is you want. We only have so much time on this planet to enjoy them. We don't have time for the bullshit stories to go on for months or even years. All right, so what was that one thing that you did yesterday that really impressed you? What was that one cool moment when you said, wow, life is pretty darn good? Take 3 seconds right now. All right, if you were your most powerful self, you were able to think big and force yourself to think big even when it's uncomfortable and keep yourself accountable by creating that environment of the people who win at the high level that you do. You don't resist and go back to the people who are struggling just like you or have it pretty good compared to most just like you, and certainly not the people who struggle. You keep yourself in the environment of people who have achieved and they feel what you really want, even when it's uncomfortable. You get people and situations to keep you accountable so you don't go more than a week telling yourself bullshit stories why you can't make stuff happen, weeks, months, years. Before you know it, you've been telling yourself the same bullshit stories. You just accept that now. You stay stimulated with people who keep you accountable to those dreams and visions. You play every ace, so to speak, every card in the deck to win the game. All right? And you have to do that for months, if not years, to make what you really want, those dreams, those goals, those plans, those vision for your life happen. What is that? What is it for you? You've identified. Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that and get more clear on what that is. Is what you're doing right now the highest and best use of your time? I know this is, all right, how you're passively listening to this stimulating information, inspiration, even if it makes you feel uncomfortable, right? But during your day, get in the habit of asking yourself that question. And what are those results that you really want? Is what you're doing right now, is it really helping you get those results that you want, the results that you really want, all right? Because getting out of an environment that you know you really want and picking people apart, saying, well, their situation's different than mine, right? And looking for chinks in their armor, why, you know, they're unscrupulous or they don't have what you have or whatever you're doing to curb that pain. Are you looking for short-term comfort to feel better now? And you're totally losing that opportunity to be inspired to think big, to be accountable, to do the things you know you can do and have the things that you want, that's the result that you want, but you're throwing that away for short-term comfort to get out of that pain. That's not the result that you really want. That's not even a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That's a cracker, if you really think about it. You want that Thanksgiving dinner, that what you really want. And sometimes it's not comfortable. I understand. All right, guys, have a great day, and we will connect again tomorrow.